All right, Pastor Clark, I'm turning it over to you now, sir.
Thank you, Brother Vic, and praise the Lord, everyone. We are so glad to be with you tonight for this devotion. It's going to be a very, very special devotion. We appreciate so much, Brother and Sister Chavez. We heard a very, very, very touching and moving devotion from Sister Chavez this morning, and I'm getting ready to have Brother Chavez come on and give what is on his heart. We are very, very excited to have them preaching for us, and they'll be in the service with us tomorrow night. Brother Chavez will be preaching. I love these folks, and I believe in them, and God has got his hand on them, and we have been blessed by him being able to be with us and preach to us. So, Brother Chavez, God bless you. We appreciate you. Go ahead and give us what's on your heart.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, it is an absolute honor to be on this devotion call. I'm so thankful for the honor to be able to do it. I'm glad you all were blessed by my wife this morning. Something's kind of struck my heart several times today, and I was just reading over my notes for this call just a little while ago, and it's still pretty good on me. In the book of Luke, chapter number 22, verse 31 and 32, it's familiar, two familiar scriptures for us. It says, "And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for thee, that thy faith fail not. And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren." And I want to take kind of my, I guess, the thought from my lesson or whatever from that second verse, faith, that it, where it says that thy faith fail not. Faith. Faith is an important thing. According to dictionary.com, faith means it's a stronghold of belief in God based on spiritual concepts rather than physical proof. Complete trust or confidence in someone or something. And just kind of what is my custom, I kind of look at other words or things that might have a close meaning with that. And I couldn't help but think about the word faithfulness. Faithfulness means fidelity. It's faithful to a person, cause, or belief demonstrated by continuing loyalty and belief. Faith has never been more in jeopardy in any time than it is right now today. Yes. Two of the main things I think are big is faith in prayer and faith in church attendance. Faith is a big deal, and it's more in jeopardy right now than it ever has been. The devil will do everything he can hit you, everything that he can do to disturb your faith. He will hit you primarily and first off to, in order to manipulate your faith. He'll hit you primarily and first off in your faithfulness, in your faithfulness. That's where he wants to get you at. He can get you in your faithfulness, then he can get you in your faith. A military general was once asked, "What is the greatest ability that our military has?" His answer was dependability. The greatest ability that our military has is dependability. Our dependability needs to show our faithfulness. A person can have all kinds of talents. They can have incredible intellectual ability. They can be very skilled at a job. But if they're not dependable, all of those talents are completely worthless. Can they be counted on? If they can't be counted on, if they have no faithfulness, then any of those talents, they're completely worthless. Proverbs 25 and 19 says, "Confidence in an unfaithful man in a time of trouble is like a broken tooth and a foot out of joint." Simply put, unfaithful people are a pain. Inconsistency produces irritation. You expect a repairman to show up at a certain time, and when he doesn't show up, it irritates you. You expect a paper boy to give you the paper at its proper time, But if it doesn't happen, then you get upset. This verse of scripture is saying unfaithfulness causes problems. In fact, I'd say if you look at many of the problems we have in life, a lot of them probably have to do with a lack of dependability. When people are undependable, it causes problems. Therefore, it equals that if I'm not faithful, that it'll produce problems in my life. And our faith is directly affected by our own faithfulness. Our faith is directly affected by our dependability. This is why in times of trouble that people will become more faithful to the house of God and the work of God. It's a conscious effort that I know when I become more faithful to the house of God that my faith in God will increase. And I place myself on a direct path for God to help me with my problem. But the key is, why wait for hard times to become faithful? Why wait for those hard times to get here? Just be faithful now. Strive to be more faithful right now. And the more faithful you become, the more your faith will grow. Before I move on to the next piece of kind of what I'm saying, I want you to understand really where I'm hitting with this. For the devil to get your faith, he must remove your faithfulness. If the devil's going to mess with your faith, he's got to move your faithfulness out of the way. Faithfulness to the things of God, faithfulness to prayer, faithfulness to the house of God. If the devil's going to mess with your faith, he's got to get rid of your faithfulness first. Matthew 23:23 says this. It says, "Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye pay tithe of the mint and anise and cumin, and have omitted the weightier matters of the law, judgment, mercy, and faith. These ought ye to have done, and not to leave the others undone." Your faith will sustain you. Luke 17:5 says, "And the apostles said unto the Lord, increase our faith." Matthew 6:30-33 says, "Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe ye? O ye of little faith, therefore take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For all of these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." This is a powerful scripture that talks about faithfulness. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Be faithful to seeking the kingdom of God and his righteousness. It's not a one-time thing. Being faithful is a consistent practice. I don't miss church for small matters. And many times I don't even miss church for large matters. My faithfulness, because church is a priority. The things of God in my life are a priority. And therefore, my faith increases. And when I'm seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all these other things that in Matthew 6:30-33 that are talked about, they're added unto me. So I repeat those. If I'm faithful and my faith gets increased, what's added unto me is good clothing. What's added to me is things to drink. The security of life God adds to me through my faithfulness to him. My faith is increased, and therefore God blesses my life through those things. Being faithful to God has to be a priority. If you want to have faith in God, be faithful to him. Be faithful to the house of God.
Yes.
Make it a priority. It's a priority in everything I do. Matthew 17:20 says, "And Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence from yonder place, and it shall be removed, and nothing shall be impossible unto you." Your faith is not going to be able to increase to the place of moving mountains if you're not faithful. If you're not faithful, what's going to happen to you is your faith is going to decrease. Unfaithfulness it will cause a lack of faith. You won't be there to be fed. You won't be there to be grown. There is nothing more that the devil hates than a person who is faithful to God.
Yes.
A person who is faithful to the house of God, to God. They have faith that can move mountains. That kind of person. Why? Why does the devil hate? Because he's easily defeated by a faithful person. The devil is easily defeated by a faithful person. It's by a faithful person, through our faith growing, that God's promises are obtained. By God, by faith, God's faithful escape the edge of the sword. Out of weakness, they are made strong. They become brave. They turn the devil's army to flight. They endure mockerings, beatings, stonings. If they're locked in jail, they sing because they're faithful to God. Circumstance doesn't stop a faithful people. Praise God. When you've got faithfulness in your heart, your faith can speak when faithfulness is in your heart, when faithfulness is established. 1 Timothy 1:19, and I mean, going past, you, when you become faithful to God, you save yourselves from a lot of problems, a lot of issues that won't occur because you're faithful, because you're faithful. Without being faithful, I've said it already, your faith is really going to be in jeopardy. 1 Timothy 1:19 says, some having put away concerning faith have made shipwreck. 2 Timothy 2:18, who concerning the truth have erred, saying that the resurrection is past already, and overthrow the faith of some. Luke 22:31-32, we read it to start off with. Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat, but I have prayed for thee, that thy faith fail not. And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. Faithfulness is important. Faithful, the Lord understood that at that point, that Peter, Simon, Simon, that he was going to be shook. But he's telling Simon, your faithfulness to continue to move on is going to bring you through this. And I'm praying for you that your faith is not going to lack. Your faith is not going to fail you. When you're converted, when you keep being faithful, when you come out of being shook, you're going to come out of it. Why? Because you're faithful. Faithfulness will save us from a lot of things, a lot of problems, a lot of things in life. We can question a lot of things. We can come under a lot of scrutiny. Life happens. Life happens to all of us. We all fall short. We all get challenges. Sometimes those challenges may be different for others, but we all face challenges. Sometimes those challenges are serious and they're big. They're loss of jobs, death of loved ones, just unexpected events. And you can look around and say, what is going on here? But let me tell you, what's going to get you through it? What's going to get you through it is being faithful, faithful to God, because you're going to show up. If you're faithful and you're going through a tragedy, and you're faithful to the house of God, you're going to give God the opportunity to increase your faith in that service. Give God the opportunity to speak to you, because I'm faithful first. No matter what it is, I'm faithful. I'll tell you, on a personal level, I have fought through family establishing my faithfulness. Because my family would do things on church nights. Not my immediate family, meaning my wife and my kids, but my outside family, brothers and sisters that were somewhere else, and they would expect me and say, well, we're only going to do this once. And my answer to them, well, don't do it on that day, because this is my church night, and this is important to me. This keeps me going, because you don't know what I've got to face tomorrow. And so I've got to be at church tonight, because it's going to give me the strength to face tomorrow. Faithfulness does that. Faithfulness will increase your faith. There's a lack of faith in this world, but it's due to because we have a lack of faithfulness. People just aren't faithful anymore to the house of God. And if we can establish that, I'm telling you, miracles can happen. And not only does it help us get through things, but faithfulness can help us keep from going through things. Because being faithful to the house of God, I don't know how many times I have been in church services where the preacher, I knew I was going to come up with a decision. For the next few days, I was going to have to make a decision about something. But the pastor or the preacher, the evangelist, whoever it was, says something one night, and God gives me my answer on what to do, whether it's at work or with my kids, with my wife, or whatever situation. And I would have never gotten that answer had I not been faithful to God. Faithfulness is the answer to many things, and faithfulness will increase your faith. You can't pray and say, God, increase my faith, if you're not faithful to the house of God. It's not going to work. It's just not going to happen. God's not going to let you abuse his blessings because you just want to speak faith. You want your faith to grow, you've got to be faithful. You've got to have fidelity in your life. Faithfulness means fidelity. It's faithful to a person, faithful to a cause, faithful to a belief demonstrated by your continuing loyalty to that belief. And that's being continually loyal. That can be a whole nother subject, but it's in the middle of faithfulness. We've got to learn how to be loyal to the house of God, loyal to that. When you can be faithful and loyal to the house of God, loyal to the beliefs of an apostolic, loyal, faithful to your pastor, praise God, then your faith is going to grow. Your faith is going to grow to bounds. And you know what? When your faith begins to grow, let me tell you, the devil's going to stop messing with you. When your faith begins to grow, the devil's going to say, I can't mess with that person. They're so faithful, and they've got so much faith, it does me no good. I'm tired of messing with them. I'm going to move on to the next guy because this doesn't work with him. Praise God. I hope I can be a blessing to somebody tonight. My message is be faithful. Grow your faith. Grow your faith through your faithfulness, and watch powerful, powerful things happen in your life through faithfulness. And you know what? Others are watching right now. So many are watching.
Yes.
And they're looking.
Yes,
that
yes,
you may
yes.
not even realize. So many
Amen.
Are looking. And they're saying, where is the church? You know what? We're faithful mm-hmm. to God. The environment has not shaken our faithfulness. The environment mm-hmm. has only made us right. want to be more faithful. I want to be more faithful to God than ever before. Praise God. Thank you all so much. I hope I've been a blessing tonight.
Brother Chavez, thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. It was tremendous. You had so many good points that I know our people were blessed by it. And church, I think it'd be good if we just worship the Lord for a moment, and let's thank him for this word that we've heard tonight. Jesus, I love you and thank you and praise you for the word that we have just heard. I pray that it go deep with inspiration into every heart tonight. Lord, in Jesus' name, we love you and we thank you and praise you for it. Praise God. Well, church, Brother Chavez said many, many good things tonight, but the one area that I want you to pick up on is he said, if we'll be faithful in these areas, the devil will begin to see a pattern that it's not going to do any good to keep dealing with us and trying to get us to be tripped up, and you move on to someone else. So God bless you. Let's be faithful, and let's see the enemy move on, and let us go on and be faithful unto God and be strong in him. Praise God. Good to be with you tonight, church, and we'll see you tomorrow night at service. God bless you, Brother Vic.
Thank you, Pastor Clark. And once again, thank you, Brother Chavez. Thank you for that simple yet powerful message on faithfulness. And, you know, one thing I caught at the very beginning when Brother Chavez started beginning his devotion, he pronounced faithfulness as faithfulness, or that is being full of faith. And that's how we stay full of faith, by being consistent, and he said it, loyal and faithful in prayer, coming to the house of God and in our service to the Lord. So yes, once again, thank you for that great message tonight, Brother Chavez. And church, we want to remind everyone to be back on this same conference call tomorrow morning at 10:15 a.m. where we will be hearing from Sister Helen, our faithful Sister Helen. Praise God. With that said, have a great night and God bless all of you. Amen.